This is KUOW News. I'm Sarah Lerner. Today, the Urban Institute is releasing a study on the economy of the underground sex trade. Seattle is among seven cities studied, and the findings are groundbreaking. For the first time, we get to see real numbers on how much money people spend buying sex. And of the seven cities, Seattle was one of only two where spending went up. In fact, it more than doubled in Seattle. Lead researcher Meredith Dank joins us now. Do we know why it increased so much in Seattle, Meredith?
So the purpose of the study was to actually provide an estimate, so just the actual size of the economy. We can't conclusively say why these cities' economies increased or decreased over that five-year period of time. We looked at 2003 and 2007. However, based on some of the interviews that we did with convicted pimps and traffickers in state and federal prisons, hinted at the fact that with the downturn in the economy, that it affected the actual marketplace. As far as Seattle goes, as you pointed out, it more than doubled. So some of this might be the fact that, you know, Seattle's economy was stronger than some of these other cities. You know, one of the reasons why potentially the other cities decreased was the downturn in the economy, and some of the pimps had suggested that they had to provide discounts in order to maintain the demand, discounts for two-for-one, gasoline specials for the clients, things of that sort.
What else surprised you about the findings in Seattle?
One, I think, venue in particular that was quite unique to the Seattle area was Asian residential brothels. So this allowed yet another layer of confidentiality and allowing the client to remain anonymous. Oftentimes, massage parlors are operated through storefronts in, you know, strip malls or busier areas, but allowing, you know, this allowed the client to go into more of a suburban area to a home, and where there was this Asian brothel set up where they could go and feel a bit more safe and secure.
Okay, and that is unique to Seattle.
That particular venue was unique to Seattle, yes.
So Meredith, you were the lead researcher on this. You spent more than 2 years working on it, and you went to prisons all over the country and interviewed almost 100 convicted offenders, some really violent people, many of them pimps and traffickers. What were they like?
I think that, we were, myself and the other research team members that conducted the interviews in prison, were prepped by law enforcement, other stakeholders that we spoke with, that these individuals are calculating. They're not going to give you the full story. They're going to make sure that they, you know, pump themselves up. They've got large egos. So we're not going to find much useful information through our interviews. But what we found was actually quite the opposite. We interviewed 73 pimps and traffickers and over 30 child pornographers. And I think what I was particularly taken aback by was the fact that they were actually quite candid. The quotes that are documented in the report are quite raw and really speak to some of this emotional and psychological abuse that they use, and also the tactics that they use. So, you know, relying on one another for information and creating these partnerships with other pimps across the country. So I think that was one thing that I was not prepared for, but we were happy that that was the end result. And another thing that I think often portrayed as monsters in the media, and in no way, you know, would I ever justify what they did, but one thing that I noted was that quite a number of them expressed remorse for what they did and had actually said that now that they look back on it, that they can't believe that they've done that to another human being, and that, you know, some of them even said that they deserved the time that they got.
All right. Meredith Dank of the Urban Institute, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Meredith Dank is the lead researcher on a new comprehensive study. It's 400 pages, released today, on the economy of the underground commercial sex trade. I'm Sarah Lerner. This is KUOW News.